Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cleo Carlisle. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Nick Culp. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Levson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dutch Levson. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead takes first base on ball four. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Flagstead moves to second. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth bunts in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive towards left. Jameson catches it and throws to second to double up Flagstead. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon strikes out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Summa reaches second base with a double. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McFadden, and towards Meyer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Levson, and towards Sewell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Carlisle moves to second. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive to right field. Summa throws towards Spurgeon. Spurgeon fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Spurgeon. Carlisle scores. Rogel moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Rogel scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jumbo Brown now pitching. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden takes first base on ball four. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Flagstad hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. McFadden moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nick Culup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carlisle strikes out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch hits a fly ball into center field. Culup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reagan. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jumbo Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Brown trying to get to third. Flagstad throws the ball into Rogel, who tags Brown for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Tote. Jameson goes all the way around to score. Spurgeon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1 Red Sox. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Summa hits a ball on the ground for a single. Spurgeon moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden can't make a play. That's a base hit. Spurgeon scores. Summa moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with McFadden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Kolup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to second. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Kolup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolup is 0-for-1 in the game. Kolup hits a pop-up towards the mound. McFadden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. One out. Phil Toett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toett is 0-for-2 in the game. Toett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Toett moves to third. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carlisle takes first base on ball 4. Reagan moves to second. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-2 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jumbo Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Johnny Burnett pinch runs for Jumbo Brown. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden spins and fires to second and Meyer drops the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Burnett moves to third. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Burnett scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sumha is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sumha hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Burns reaches second base with a double. There goes Sumha trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jake Miller now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McFadden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Culup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culup is 0-for-2 in the game. Culup hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon misplays the ball. That's an error on Spurgeon. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstad. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to third. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon takes first base on ball 4. Homer Sumha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spurgeon. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Spurgeon steals second. Homer Sumha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sumha is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reagan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shaner pinch hits for Cleo Carlisle. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-3 in the game. Welch hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Shaner now playing left field. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Burns strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McFadden bunts towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to second. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Flagstad hits a line drive towards third. Hodapp can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hoffman moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flagstad. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Flagstad steals second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. Flagstad scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Culup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culup is 0-for-3 in the game. Culup takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Padgett pinch hits for Jake Miller. Ernie Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padgett strikes out. The ball gets by Hoffman. He chases the ball to the backstop. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. George Uhel pinch hits for Freddie Spurgeon. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.